everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the beef checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know you're really excited about one group of beef supporters that you have a chance to work with on an ongoing basis. Tell us about Team Beef.
Absolutely. They are some of our best ambassadors for beef because they're fully demonstrating beef and a healthy lifestyle. So currently we're recruiting for Team Beef runners. Oklahoma Team Beef is a group of Oklahoma running or walking athletes who understand and believe in the nutritional benefits of lean beef and its vital role it plays in day-to-day living and their race training. And we find it's a wonderful way to promote beef in action.
To be a part of Team Beef, you have to do your homework.
Team Beef runners or walkers must complete the Master's of Beef Advocacy Training Program to ensure they are prepared to answer any questions about beef they might receive at the race or on the course.
And if you'd like to learn more about Team Beef, go to oklabeef.org, click on the Nutrition tab. And to learn more about how the Beef Checkoff is working for you, go to OKLA Beef and click on Cattleman's Corner.
Well, cattle futures remain sluggish here today as limited interest redeveloped following Wednesday's market rally. The underlying support that trickled into the complex through the end of the day added to the growing support in the cattle futures. Hog futures, though, remained firmly higher despite limited volume. July corn futures, about 4 cents lower. The Dow Jones, 31 points higher. NASDAQ, up 51 points. Over in live cattle today, mixed trade was holding throughout the day with most contracts hovering in a narrowly mixed range. Lightly traded June futures posting triple-digit gains, but light open interest in June trade, keeping these market swings irrelevant, with most active trade in August and October contracts, each holding 35-cent gains. The ability to spark additional underlying support throughout the day, bringing some additional interest back to the Friday. Cash cattle activity, though, remains at a standstill today, likely to push active trade off until Friday. Bids undeveloped, with asking prices giving some stability to futures trade here today. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were lower, down 26 cents in select and down 8 cents per hundredweight in choice with moderate movement of 56 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, though, mixed trade was seen holding across the feeder cattle trade with August futures maintaining narrow gains, while the rest of the complex eroded slightly, most of the pressure coming from traders taking advantage of light volume and squaring their positions following the rally on Wednesday. At this point, it appears there will be no attempt or desire to reach expanded trade limits, with most contracts hovering from 30 cents lower to 30 cents higher. Limited direction at the end of the month will help to confirm recent support, but may limit renewed interest during early July. Meanwhile, today, grains trended lower with corn trade 2 to 3 cents lower, soybean trade 2 to 4 cents lower with meal 50 cents to $1.50 lower, and oil narrowly mixed. Finally, in wheat, trade was flat to 5 cents lower, with harvest for winter wheat expected to expand more towards the weekend, with delays still in place with the short term, helping to firm the Chicago contract ahead of first notice day. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.